Five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention all districts. A five alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go.
Let's go.
Fire fighters. Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a moment, we'll join Jimmy Collins' pal, Jack Carson, and Mrs. Lane, the cleaning woman, whom Jack is trying to rescue from the burning Butler building. High on the eighth floor, with fire raging on the floors above and below them, they're waiting anxiously for Tim Collins and Deputy Chief Moore to devise some way to save them. Just when it seems there is some chance for success, Jimmy makes a discovery which may make the efforts of Tim and the Chief Moore to no avail. But before we learn the next startling development in the Butler fire, let's listen to this important message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the eighth floor of the burning Butler building where Jack Carson and Mrs. Lane, the cleaning woman, are trapped with fire on the floors below and above them. Tim Collins and Deputy Chief Moore have just discovered their plight and have decided that the only way they can be rescued is by scaling ladder, a pole-like ladder that allows a man to scale the side of a building like a human fly. Meanwhile, up on the eighth floor, Mrs. Lane leans out of the window and exclaims to Jack.
Jack, come here. A man's just climbed out of a window below. He's starting to climb a pole of some kind.
I see him. Gosh, it's Tim, Jimmy's brother.
Is he a fireman?
Yes. That's a scaling ladder he's using. I hope he makes it.
Oh, it looks awfully flimsy and insecure. Do you think he might
fall? No, not going up, I don't think. It's going down that's hard, I understand.
Suppose he does reach us, Jack. I couldn't climb down on that bean pole. I simply couldn't.
Oh, Tim will take care of that. If he reaches us in time.
In time? What do you mean?
I didn't want to tell you. But I looked out this office door into the corridor just a moment ago.
The firemen below, they're working their way up to us.
No, Mrs. Lane, but the fire has. The fire's worked its way from below into the corridor right outside our door.
Oh, Jack, what are we going to do?
Just wait and hope and pray that Tim reaches us in time.
Meanwhile, three floors below, Tim is slowly working his way up the scaling ladder, an ordeal that is doubly dangerous now, because fire and smoke from the burning floors is pouring from the windows. Deputy Chief Moore is anxiously watching Tim from a window ledge below and giving him advice.
Watch that smoke rolling out of the window, Tim. Is it going to be too much for you?
I don't know yet, Chief. It's pretty bad. I'll see when I get up a little higher.
Well, steady now. There may be flame behind that smoke. And one breath of that and you'd be in a...
I don't see any flame, but there's plenty of smoke and gas.
Jim, you all right?
Yes, sir, I guess so, but I...
You need a mask, son. Stay where you are. Don't go any higher. And I'll hand an air pack up to you.
Oh, thanks, Chief. Didn't realize it was so bad.
Here you are, Tim. Can you reach it?
Yes, sir, I got it.
Good.
Yeah, thanks. Now I ought to be able to... pull by those smoke-clogged windows.
And, Tim, take this coil of rope along with you.
Yes, sir.
Never know when you'll need it on a job like this.
Yeah, okay. There we are. Well, this time I'm going through, Chief. Steady the scaler, will you?
You sure you got a hook securely in the ledge above?
Yes, sir. She's secure.
Well, good luck, and God bless you, boy.
Thank you, sir. I only hope I'm not too late. This fire's spreading like a plague.
On the burning floor, three stories above... with a fire creeping down the corridor outside their office retreat, Mrs. Lane is saying to Jack.
Oh, I'm afraid it's no use, Jack. We can never get out of this.
Mrs. Lane, don't talk like that.
Oh.
Tim's on his way up the side of the building to get us. We can only keep this fire from getting any closer.
Well, how can we stop it? All we've got are our two bare hands.
I wonder. I'm going to take a look out in the corridor again, see how near the fire is.
Oh, don't, Jack. It's too dangerous.
Well, I want to check on something. Come on, you stand behind the door ready to help slam it shut if the fire's too near.
Oh, Jack, I'm afraid.
Now, take it easy. I'm going to open it now.
How is it?
It's getting clear, all right, but that's what I was looking for.
What is it, Jack?
A standpipe in the corridor. You know, the pipe with the fire hose you see on every floor of an office building?
Yes, I have noticed them. What are you going to do?
The firemen are fighting the fire on the floors below. They must be using the building's standpipes. And if that's so, they've got the pumper connected to the standpipe.
Oh?
Pumping pressure through the whole building.
I'm afraid I don't follow you, Jack.
You don't have to, Mrs. Lane. All I'm saying is that we can use that fire line down the hall just as well as the firemen below.
The smoke's so awful. We can't get to it, Jack.
I'm going to make a try. If I can drag the line back to this office, maybe we can keep the fire driven back. You stand in the doorway, Mrs. Lane.
Oh, Jack, don't go.
I've got to. If this works, it may save our lives.
Then I'll go, too. You'll need help.
Okay, I probably will at that. The smoke's getting pretty bad.
I don't know whether I can stand.
Get down low, Mrs. Lane. Get down close to the floor.
You lead the way, Jack. I'll follow.
That's it. Keep down low. It's only a few feet. Just keep a hold of me. Hey, here's the wall. Wait a minute. Ah, here's the fire hose.
Oh, good.
Ah, just turn the valve, wheel. Hey, it's tight. Oh, feels like it was painted over or something.
Can't you get it, Jack?
Now, wait a minute. Here's a fire axe. Maybe that'll loosen it. There, that got it. Boy, whoever painted that valve wheel. Hey, Mrs. Lane.
Yes, Jack?
Look, get the hose unwound from the reel. The water's about ready to come.
Oh, like this?
Yeah, that's it. Ah, you'll be a fireman yet. Here comes the water. Boy, what pressure that pumper makes. Now let's get back to the office with this line.
Fire seems to be near us, Jack.
Yeah, nearly reached our office. Go on, Mrs. Lane. Open the door.
Oh, I thought we'd never make it.
How? Oh, need those flames back. That smoke.
It's too hot, Jack. I can't.
Stand back, Mrs. Lane. I'll handle the hose. I think we're driving the fire back a little.
Oh, thank heavens.
Can't fight it forever, but then we can hold out until...
Jack!
Huh?
The window! Somebody!
Tim! He made it! Hey, Tim, here we are, over by the door.
You all right, Jack? Oh, gosh, I was afraid of what I'd find.
That's pretty bad, but I got hold of the fire line on this floor.
Oh, good boy. Oh, thank heavens, I see you got the lady, too.
Yeah, it's Mrs. Lane. I'm afraid we'd better try to get her down in a hurry. I don't think she can stand much more. They've had a pretty hard time of it.
Yeah. I'm all right. There's no air.
Yeah, you're right, Jack. We've got to work fast. All right, drop the hose and come over here to the window.
Yeah. Fire's right outside the door, Tim.
Huh?
Don't you think one of us ought to keep fighting it back?
No, not time for that. Important thing now is to get you people out of here. And fast. You know, you're a darn fool to come up here in the first place.
Yeah, I know.
But you did save Mrs. Lane, so we'll get you broke a fire room. All right, now here's how we'll do it.
Down the scaling ladder?
Yeah, down the scaling ladder. You know anything about him?
Well, Jimmy showed me some, but what about Mrs. Lane?
Well, I'll handle her. I want you to go down first to the floor below, Jack.
Yeah?
Then straddle the window ledge and wait till we come down. You got it?
I got it. Mrs. Lane!
Huh?
Look, it'll catch her.
Oh, holy smoke, she's fainted.
Mrs. Lane!
That's no use, Jack. She's out like a light.
Gosh, Tim. How are we ever going to get her down now?
Right on the verge of what looked like a successful rescue after their grim ordeal of fire, Mrs. Lane faints. It's hard enough climbing down a swaying scaling ladder 8 stories above the street, but now Tim's faced with the problem of getting an unconscious woman down the scaling ladder. And all the time, the fire outside their office is closing in on them. A tough spot for all three, but especially for rookie fireman Tim Collins, who has the responsibility of saving 2 lives, and if he can, his own. Well, to learn the thrilling climax to this fire drama, be sure to listen to the next True to Life episode... of the Firefighters. In a moment, Deputy Chief Dan Moore will be back with an important word for you boys and girls. But first, a message. And now, Deputy Chief Dan Moore with a special message for the Firefighters Brigade. Deputy Chief Moore.
Hello, boys and girls. Today's episode of the Firefighters reminds me of a very important detail in connection with the care of firefighting equipment. When Jack found the valve wheel on the standpipe painted over so he couldn't turn it, his life and Mrs. Lane's were further needlessly endangered. The working parts, valves, couplings on hose, anything that must be turned on or opened on firefighting apparatus should be kept free of paint and in working order. This applies especially to your home firefighting equipment. Never paint over a working part on your home fire extinguisher. Check up to see that paint hasn't locked the valves on standpipes in your school building. Well, that's all for now. Until I drop in the next time, so long.
Deputy Chief Dan Moore and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it! Let's go!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.